The state of Texas is suing Meta, the parent of Facebook, for capturing facial recognition and other biometric data and sharing it. Here's Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton yesterday.
We're talking about 20 million Texans on Facebook. I don't know how many on Instagram. And they're even stealing the faces of people that aren't on Facebook that happen to have their faces posted somewhere on Facebook.
Facebook said back in November it was shutting down this program. Years ago, the company settled a separate class action suit in Illinois on users' data privacy for $650 million. Let's note that Facebook's parent company, Meta, pays NPR to license NPR content, although we cover it like any other company. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Scott, how are you?
Good. So this lawsuit argues Facebook secretly harvested data on our hands, our hand shapes, our face shapes, our voices. What did they do with all that information? Presumably to make money.
Oh, look, for years we were uploading photos and videos and scenarios. It was just wonderful. I remember when it had its tipping point. There was no limit to uploads. You could share things, great moments, new babies, weddings with family members. And it would kind of tickle you, not freak you out when it would suggest, oh, should we tag this person? We recognize the face. But that is a slippery slope. I mean, in the process, it created what was the largest facial data set in the world with its deep face algorithm. I mean, it kind of was human-like, almost like HAL from 2001. And the attorney general is saying that it harvested this and it used it without everyone's permission. You should have to opt in and give authorization, whether it's the TSA or anybody else, to use your biometric information.
Right. And even though Facebook kind of shut this down in November, this Texas lawsuit says for decades before, Facebook committed tens of thousands of violations. That's the allegation. And each violation faces a $25,000 fine. So non-math major here, it sounds like a lot of zeros. Talk a little more about the legal argument here.
You're saying that, I don't know if it's kind of brinksmanship where you want the company to settle and apologize. Surely this is a really valuable whipping boy right now for everybody, Facebook. It's not a popular company. Every year, it seems like a new person is brought before Congress for privacy violations. You and I have spoken about their plethora of kind of mental health issues and Instagram and privacy and WhatsApp. And here you have an AG in Texas who's controversial. He's in the thick of a very deep primary battle. He's taking former President Trump's endorsement, and he filed this lawsuit in the district of his biggest opponent. And yeah, you want to take a whack at the pinata if it's Facebook. If you're saying I can bring the wronged people of Texas up to $1 billion in penalties, you're hoping to have a gun to the head of Facebook for them to settle.
And for Facebook and its parent Meta, they said late last year that they were going to stop collecting this data. We talked to a reporter back then who said it felt like Meta was trying to get ahead of its legal and PR issues. It sure seems like they're still facing them, yeah?
You know, he's always been knocked, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, for that school of thought in Silicon Valley, apologize, don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness on the other end of it. And you can always kind of play dumb and say, look, this is out of convenience. People like this. I mean, I remember with my kids on Instagram, you know, it takes a scan of your face and it will give you bunny ears. It will turn you into a lion or something else. We didn't know of the kind of nefarious harvesting side of that. And the same thing with your iPhone, same thing with the bank, same thing with the DMV or TSA or Easy Pass. It's this trade-off between convenience and that slippery slope of privacy and harvesting.
And you're getting at this bigger point here that some call biometric privacy, right? It's not just Facebook. Your face print and mine are all over this capitalist planet, as are our digital voice prints. I mean, sure, there are these lawsuits, there's complaining, but has the train left the station here? Should we give up?
We're really worried. And if you are a privacy torchbearer in the United States, all you have to do is point to Beijing and how they have been so ahead of the curve with this. They gladly show at tech conferences how everyone's face in the audience can be recognized. Every citizen in China can have a social citizenship score. And you worry about that. You worry if you start to get into Fahrenheit 451 or 1984 implications in the United States. Yes, would it be great if I could get through the TSA line with my face scan? But what else is the government going to do with that?
Yeah, as you said that, I'm remembering a trip to southern China a couple of years ago when there was a big screen saying this driver with this name and this face has committed these violations, just sharing it with the whole of the city of Shenzhen, just for everybody to know. And so the question is, even if, say, the U.S. and European countries crack down, this technology is going to be everywhere else in the world, right?
Well, you have an opportunistic state AG here, and whether it's tobacco or asbestos or opioids or, you know, 1-800 scams back in the day, you always want to target one of these villains out there, the better to parlay for public office. But the bigger question here is, are the other AGs going to get together and push the hand of the FTC, push the hand of the Justice Department or whoever it is that's going to push Congress and the White House to say that this definitively has to be an opt-in thing. You own your biometric data.
Robin Farzad is the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you as always.
Always my pleasure, Scott. Thank you.